The United Nations Tribunal Coordinator, Michelle Lee, says that Cambodian and United Nations officials plan to select judges and lawyers for the trial within 6 months. That would allow the trial to start next year.
In the legal and judicial area, the final stages of appointing both international and Cambodian judges, co-prosecutors and co-investigating judges are well underway, and we were expecting to announce it quite soon.
Lee told reporters Thursday that the date of the trial would depend on how quickly the prosecutors and judges are able to prepare cases. Lee and her Cambodian counterpart, San Wisot, began moving this week into offices on a military base outside Phnom Penh. The United Nations and Cambodia agreed 3 years ago to establish a special joint court to try senior leaders of the Khmer Rouge. The plan was delayed for years by disagreements over whether the trial would use Cambodian law or international law. A lack of funding delayed progress for several more years. The delays caused many human rights groups to say they feared that the Khmer Rouge's aging leaders would die before they could be brought to justice. Many are still alive and living freely in the country. The Khmer Rouge, under the leadership of Pol Pot, are accused of causing the deaths of nearly 2 million people during a 4-year period in the 1970s. Civic groups say the deaths due to starvation, overwork, torture, and executions left virtually no family untouched in the country. As a result, they say, many Cambodians are still traumatized because of it. They say a tribunal and fact-finding commission would help bring peace and reconciliation, but the Cambodian government made little effort to establish a commission, saying it would only reawaken old wounds. Critics say this reluctance in part is because many current Cambodian leaders were once leaders, though minor ones, in the Khmer Rouge. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.